video footage and clarity about the stabbing attack at Crossroads Mall on September 17th were released to media personnel at a news conference Thursday. Members of the media were called to the St. Cloud Police Department at 10:30 a.m. to view surveillance video collected by the FBI. Special Agent Rick Thornton says investigators reviewed footage on 100 cameras from 23 businesses and other sources. The video shown to the media was from security cameras at Unique Electronics, Northwoods Candy Emporium, and Macy's, all stores within the mall. Just after 8 p.m. on September 17th, 22-year-old Dahir Adan went to the mall, located at 4201 West Division Street in St. Cloud. 10 people were stabbed in the attack, including a Unique Electronics employee, which was caught on tape. Adan used two knives, which were both recovered by authorities, and was eventually shot by off-duty officer Jason Faulkner in Macy's. Faulkner was shopping at the time. Stearns County Attorney Janelle Kendall was to determine if the use of deadly force by Faulkner was justified based on facts of the case. Her decision was exposed at the conference with a description of what happened in the department store.
Video and physical evidence of the incident clearly show that Officer Faulkner was justified in the use of deadly force. Officer Faulkner holds a valid post license. He possesses a valid permit to carry a pistol, and he was lawfully carrying a Glock 9mm handgun with a magazine of 15 cartridges and one in the chamber. As is shown in three different Macy's security videos recording simultaneously from different angles, Adan ran into Macy's down the main aisle. Faulkner followed with his gun drawn. 12 different witnesses verified that Faulkner was loudly yelling at Adan and others that he is an off-duty police officer and directing Adan to drop the weapons. Just inside the Macy's store, video shows that Adan went left into a clothing display area before he turned toward Faulkner. Adan laid down on the floor with the knives still in both hands. After 2 to 3 seconds, Adan jumped to his feet and charged at Faulkner with the knives. Faulkner shot multiple rounds at Adan while rapidly backing up, falling down briefly in the main aisle. After being shot, Adan also fell to the ground.
No criminal charges are going to be filed against Officer Jason Faulkner. Kendall also says 126 police, fire, and emergency personnel from 13 different agencies responded to the stabbing, and 112 witnesses were identified. As the community is recovering from the public scare, Mayor Dave Kleiss provides words of encouragement.
I want to, first of all, remind folks that it was 19 days ago, less than 3 weeks, that the attack took place at Crossroads Mall. I can tell you, as a community, this community is a strong community, and this community is a safe community. I can tell you the commitment that our law enforcement has for this community. We should be very proud of that effort and the work that they have done. They have clearly demonstrated, as they have many times before the last 19 days, their commitment to this community. Very few people are willing to raise their hands and do what they do. They do it for our community, and we are grateful.
The investigation is still active at this time. To view photos from the collected surveillance, visit kvsc.org/news. I'm Karina Borash reporting.